欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 聪 Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天我们要继续的和 Vincent 来分享这一部惊悚片《窗台上的男人》。
Hello everyone, this is Vincent. I'm very glad to spend time with you guys again. Let's continue the story of Man on the Ledge together.
昨天我们说到，在纽约罗斯福饭店，一个男人爬出了酒店房间的窗户，站在了窗台上准备自杀。在警方的应急小组赶到这里之后，这个男人提出了要求，要见 Lydia Mercer 警员。
Detective Lydia Mercer, if she's not here in 30 minutes, my job.
警方的谈判专家 Lydia Mercer 赶到了现场，而很快他们也搞清楚了，这个站在窗台上的男人叫 Nick Cassidy， 是一个在逃犯。
Mercer, I got an idea on your jumper. Escape convict.
Nick Cassidy.
Cassidy. The cop that stole the diamond off David Englander?
那个要跳楼的这家罗斯福饭店也属于 Englander。 就在外面乱作一团的时候， Englander 在他的办公室里正在举杯庆祝，他营建的大楼即将竣工。
Hello everybody, I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I wish my dad could see this. He was an immigrant, worked his ass off in the jewelry trade, so he was more than a little anxious when I decided to risk it all in real estate. That's why IBought the Monarch Diamond, you know, when I could, to honor him. You know, 3 years ago, when the market tanked, they said we were finished. Remember? But that's what's great about this country. If you want it bad enough, you can make it back. In this city, on this island, we don't go to work.We go to war. And if somebody takes something from you, you take it back. And more. You know, I had one precious jewel taken from me a few years ago. But now I've got another that no one will ever steal from me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finally here. To my new jewel.The Monarch Spire.
Congratulations, David.
这时 England 说他很希望他的父亲可以看到自己的成就，他一辈子都兢兢业业地经营着自己的珠宝生意，所以 He was more than a little anxious when I decided to risk it all in real estate. 所以呢，当我决定用全部的身家都投在房地产上的时候，他简直担心死了。这里我们听到了一个短语叫 more than a little， 很多人都知道 a little 是一点点，而 more than a little 指的是不止一点点，实际上指的是很多。所以父亲当时是并不支持 Englander 投资房地产的，所以当 Englander 用房地产赚了钱，他想要做的第一件事情就是用钻石来纪念他的父亲。 That's why I bought the Monarch Diamond, you know, when I could, to honor him. 所以呢，当我可以的时候，我买下了那一颗名叫帝王的钻石，也就是为了纪念他。 You know, 3 years ago, 你们知道，在三年以前， when the market tanked,当市场最不景气的时候， They said we were finished. 他们都说我们已经完蛋了。Remember? But that's what's great about this country. 你们还记得吗？但是这就是这个国家最伟大的地方。If you want it bad enough, 如果你有足够的想要一件东西， You can make it back. 你总是能力挽狂澜。You know, at one precious jewel taken away from me a few years ago,你们都知道，几年前有人偷了我一颗珍贵的珠宝。But now I've got another. 但是现在我有了另一颗。That no one will ever steal from me. 一个谁也偷不走的珠宝。而这个珠宝指的是什么呢？这就是他即将建成的大厦 ，The Monarch Spire。
再让我们说说另外一边，在罗斯福饭店窗台上的 Nick， 他似乎呢是故意让警方查到了自己的真实身份，并且也知道一旦自己的身份暴露，对面的珠宝交易所也一定会提高警惕。
Muggers orders the security of the jewelry store to check the vault.
Nick 通过对讲设备提醒弟弟 Joey， 警方正派人前去保险库查看，这一切呢似乎也正在他们的计划之中。
Nick Cassidy.Convicted felon.
It may disappoint you, Lydia.
Just curious, does this little show have a point? Because I'm seriously starting to doubt your suicidal tendencies.
Yeah, and I'm sure that your boss is going to be sending the team across the street right now.
Hold on, Nick. We're not ready yet.
Yeah, right now.
既然 Mother 已经知道了自己的故事， Nick 开始努力地说服他，希望他相信自己是清白的，他是被栽赃陷害的。
Nick says he is innocent and reveals that Englander used to employ cops to protect his multi-floor jewelry business. One day, while Nick was escorting Englander and the diamond, he was knocked unconscious by two men in ski masks. He awakened to find that Englander had framed him for stealing the diamond in order to get the insurance money, as he had lost his fortune during the stock market crisis.
2 years ago, I'm doing a moonlighting gig. Real simple. Escort David Englander up to Chappaqua with the Monarch diamond. And yesterday, I'm doing 25 years for apparently stealing it. And today, I'm putting it all on the damn line. And I need your help.
You are nuts.
You care, remember?
You played this all wrong, Nick.
David Englander set me up.
You could have been sipping tequila on a beach in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, looking over your shoulder and sleep with one eye open. That isn't freedom.
Standing here in front of all these TV cameras is?
No one is going to shoot me with your grandmother watching.
Maybe you should tell me the rest of your plan.
The plan is to prove that I'm innocent. This is my retrial. I'm innocent! You get that, Lydia? I'm innocent! And you go downstairs and you tell your bosses that I'm not going back. Can you do that for me? Tell me, Lydia.
Yeah, Nick. I'll go do that.
Nick 向 Mercer 解释说自己是无辜的。David Englander has set me up. 是 David Englander 陷害了我。这里我们来学习一下这个短语 set somebody up， 就是设计陷害某人。但是 set up 这个短语还有几个常用的用法，比如说 set up a tent 就是支起一个帐篷，另外还有 set up a shop 就是建立一家商店。
这个时候呢 Mother 还是不能够理解 Nick 的这种举动这种行为，他说你明明已经越狱成功了，你完全可以逃到一个很遥远的地方隐姓埋名的生活，你为什么要采取这么一个极端的方式呢？
Then Nick says the plan is to prove that I'm innocent， 我就想要证明我是无辜的。 And this is my retrial，而这就是我重审的机会。我们知道 Nick 已经被剥夺了最终上诉的机会，而这里的 retrial 就是重审。而我们通过 retrial 这个词可以讲一下构词法的问题。 trial T-R-I-A-L 来自动词 try T-R-Y， try 除了有尝试的意思之外还有审判的意思，而 trial 就是这个词的名词形式，而 retrial R-E 作为前缀是再次的意思。比如说联合是 unite， 再次联合 reunite， 所以这里就是再次审判重审。
2 years ago I'm doing a moonlighting gig. Real simple. Escort David Englander up to Chappaqua with the Monarch diamond. And yesterday I'm doing 25 years for apparently stealing it. And today I'm putting it all on the damn line. And I need your help.
You are nuts.
You care, remember?
You played this all wrong, Nick
David Englander set me up.
You could have been sipping tequila on a beach in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, looking over your shoulder and sleeping with one eye open. That isn't freedom.
Standing here in front of all these TV cameras is?
No one is going to shoot me with your grandmother watching.
Maybe you should tell me the rest of your plan.
The plan is to prove that I'm innocent. This is my retrial. I'm innocent! You get that, Lydia? I'm innocent! And you go downstairs and you tell your bosses that I'm not going back. Can you do that for me? Tell me, Lydia.
Yeah, Nick. I'll go do that.
这个时候看到珠宝交易所的保安正带着警察前往交易所， Nick 开始向楼下的人群撒放钞票，给 Joey 和 Angie 争取时间。虽然是万分惊险，但是 Joey 和 Angie 终于在保安到来之前藏了起来，并且通过事先安装的摄像设备成功的盗取了保险库的密码。看来呢，一切都是在 Nick 和 Joey 的精心计划当中。而此时在办公室里的 Englander 也得知了站在他饭店窗台上的正是老冤家 Nick， 他毫不客气地威胁 Marcus 一定要把这件事情处理好。心高气傲的 Marcus 在 Englander 面前居然是唯命是从，看来他们的关系并不简单。
What is this son of a bitch doing on my building?
I don't know, Mr. Englander, but I can assure you the situation is completely under control.
under control.
Yeah.
You've been outside.
Yeah.
It's no accident that this is happening today. I've got a major press conference in 2 hours.
The only place that Cassidy's going is back into custody or splat on 45th.
This is a goddamn embarrassment. You wrap this up now or tomorrow, you're sucking fumes on a parking scooter in Staten Island. You got it?
Yeah.
Marcus 召集了特警队来抓捕 Nick， 看来呢 ，Nick 所剩的时间不多了。
Marcus，
why is that here?
It is a fugitive situation, isn't it? Do you think? So where are we at?
He is acting like he really believes that he's innocent.
Yeah, what's that make him?
An honest man or a sociopath?
He ain't an honest man, and I'm going to put an end to this show out here. Can you get him off the ledge?
Yes.He likes me.
Marcus, give me a little more time.
You have 15 minutes. Then I'm sending tactical. Got it?
Marcus, 要派特警队去抓捕 Nick. I'm going to put an end to this show up here. 现在我要让这场表演谢幕了。但是 Mercer 并不同意，所以 Marcus 也让了一步。他同意给 Mercer 最后一点时间。You have 15 minutes. Then I'm sending tactical. You got it? 再给你15分钟。你不让他进来的话，我就叫反恐特警上了。明白？Tactical 这个词在这里指的是反恐特警 ，tactical T A C T I C A L 来自名词 tactic， 战术、战略。而 tactical 一般的意思是一个形容词，也是战术上的、战略上的，而这里是一个特殊用法 ，tactical 反恐特警。
此时呢，守在饭店楼下的媒体也已经得知了 Nick 的真实身份。这一富有戏剧性的事件呢，在他们看来正是可报道的重量级新闻。所以呢，楼下聚集的人越来越多，关注这一事件的人也越来越多。
The Monarch Diamond was most recently held by David Englander until it was stolen by Nick Cassidy, the man on the ledge, who is said to have cut it up into untraceable pieces and sold it.
风骚妖艳的电视女主持人对着镜头说。The Monarch Diamond is most recently held by David Englander. 帝王钻石的最近持有者是 David Englander. Until it was stolen by Nick Cassidy. 直到被 Nick Cassidy 夺走。The man on the ledge. 这个在窗台上的男人。Who set off to untraceable pieces and sold it. 他把钻石分割成无数小块然后卖掉。这样就无法追踪钻石的下落了。
这个时候 Mercer 还在努力地劝说着 Nick 主动回到房间里，不要让特警队出动，因为那样的话，作为逃犯的他自身的安危就很难保障了。
Time is running out here, Nick. Tactical's on scene, and I am tired of being played.
How far would you go to take down a man that stole everything from you? Huh? Your honor? Your family? What would you do?
You do whatever it takes. Look, after I drove him to Chappaqua, two of his thugs.Our guys in masks knocked me out while he just stood there and smiled.
The jury didn't believe that,
man. That's right. And they would be my lawyer. And I have spent 2 years banging my head against a brick wall. Because I know that the monarch never left his hand.
Why would Englander steal his own diamond?
He lost $30 million to Lehman. He lost another $20 million in the real estate bust. You know, he was that close to being bankrupt.
If he needed cash, he could have just sold it.
No, he wouldn't do that.Because he wouldn't want to be humiliated. He's too damn proud. 2 weeks after my conviction, Lloyd's of London sent him a check for $40 million for a claim. And poof, he's back. Come on. Come on, I need you to believe me. Come on!
Who are the thugs?
I don't know. But I know that Englander only uses cops.
Cops.
Look, you know what it's like to have everyone turn their back on you, even those closest to you. Today is the day that you can really save someone. Please.
If you are lying to me about any of this, I'm going to push you off myself.
Nick 这时开始讲述他当初是如何被陷害的。After I drove them to Chappaqua, 当初我护送他们来到 Chappaqua 公司之后。Two of his thugs, guys in masks, knocked me out, and he just stood there smiling. 他说他的两个恶徒蒙着面罩的人把我放倒在地，然后他就站在那里微笑着。当然，没有人相信 Nick 的话。I already spent 2 years banging my head against a brick wall. 所以过去2年的时间里，他一直在拿头撞墙。那么 banging one's head against a brick wall， 拿头撞石头墙什么意思呢？就是无比的懊悔。悔恨 because I know 因为我知道 that the monarch never left his hand. 那块名叫帝王的钻石一直就在 Englander 的手里。而 Mercer 则非常纳闷 Why would Englander steal his own diamond? Englander 干嘛要贼喊捉贼偷自己的钻石呢？ Nick 解释道 He lost $30 million to Lehman. 他赔了雷曼公司$30 million。And he lost another $20 million in a real estate bust. 然后又在房地产上赔了$20 million。我们看到 bust 这个词 ,B-U-S-T, 它的本意是一个石膏的半身像。同时呢它还有一个动词的基本意义是爆炸爆裂。而在电影这句话里的意思是在生意上的失败。所以是 a real estate bust 是一次房地产生意上的大失败。而由于这样的挫折 ,he was that close to being a bankrupt. 他那会儿距离破产已经非常的近了。这里我们来看一下 Nick 说 He was that close 这里的 that 其实跟咱们平常说 that, this, 这那的那个那是一个词但是意思不一样它指的是那么是一个副词例如我们说一个人钢琴弹得很好他好到可以开音乐会的程度 He plays the piano that good that he could hold his solo concert
那个这样说呢 Mercer 觉得还是解释不通因为拥有那颗帝王钻石的 Englander 完全可以把钻石卖掉来挽救他的生意啊。
但是 Nick 说他不会那么做的 Because he wouldn't want to be humiliated 因为他不想被自己的同行耻笑 He's too damn proud 他的自尊心太强了 2 weeks after my conviction Louis of London sent him a check $40 million for claims 就在我被定罪2周之后伦敦的路易斯保险公司赔付了他$40 million and he's back 而他就靠着这笔钱东山再起 Mercer 接着问 Who are the thugs? 那么 Englander 的同伙是谁呢 Nick 说 I don't know 我不知道 But I know that Englander only uses cops 但是我知道的是 Englander 从来只利用警察
Time is running out here Nick Tackle's on scene and I am tired of being played
How far would you go?Take down a man that stole everything from you. Huh? Your honor? Your family? What would you do?
He'd do whatever it takes. Look, after I drove him to Chappaqua, two of his thugs, our guys in masks, knocked me out as he just stood there and smiled.
The jury didn't believe that, Nick.
That's right. I've never been my lawyer. And I have spent 2 years banging my head against a brick wall. Because I know that the monarch never left his hand.
Why would Englander steal his own diamond?
He lost $30 million to Lehman. He lost another $20 million in the real estate bust. You know, he was that close to being bankrupt.
If he needed cash, he could have just sold it.
No, he wouldn't do that. Because he wouldn't want to be humiliated. He's too damn proud. 2 weeks after my conviction, Lloyd's of London sent him a check for $40 million for a claim. And poof, he's back. Come on. Come on, I need you to believe me.Come on!
Who are the thugs?
I don't know. But I know that Englander only uses cops.
Cops.
But you know what it's like to have everyone turn their back on you, even those closest on you. Today is the day that you can really save someone.
I'm gonna push you off myself.
Mercer 开始打电话了解 Nick 的案情，并且很快就发现了其中的蹊跷之处。Mercer 怀疑 Nick 真的是无辜的，而且真的有警察参与到了陷害他的阴谋中。
Are we sure nothing's happening across the street?
You can't steal something twice, especially if it's been cut into a million pieces.
What if he didn't do it?
Please, Mercer.
Marcus.
Go.
What if there were other cops involved in this Englander thing?
If you're trying to get yourself even more despised within the department, I'd say you're really onto something.
I just found out Cassidy was cooperating with IA.
About what?
You remember when somebody disappeared about $1 million worth of cocaine out of evidence? Cassidy gave him a name, Joe Walker, same name he checked in under. And a week after Cassidy went up, Walker and his car got pulled out of the Hudson.
Yeah, he had a blood alcohol level of 0.23. Why don't you stop while you're behind?
Whoever was in it with Walker had every reason to set Cassidy up.
You don't know that Walker did it. It's just an allegation.
I know Cassidy's not on this ledge to say goodbye.
Yeah, what's he saying?
这时 ，Mercer 开始通过对讲机向 Marcus 询问当初那件案件的事情。What if there were other cops involved in this Englander thing? Mercer 问，如果还有别的警察参与了这件 Englander 的案子怎么办？而 Marcus 说 ，If you are trying to get yourself even more despised within our department， 如果你还想在咱们局里得罪更多的人 ，I'll say you're onto something。我觉得你现在就已经在做这件事情了。言外之意就是让 Mercer 别管闲事儿，而 Mercer 接着说 ：“I just found out that Cassidy was cooperating with IA。”我刚刚查到 Cassidy 和内勤局有合作。这里的 IA 指的是 Internal Affairs， 内部事务，指的是在警察局的内部有一个调查内部人员的机构，叫做内勤局。
那么当初 Nick 和内勤局在合作调查什么事儿呢
？Mercer 接着说 ：“You remember when somebody disappeared about $1 million worth of cocaine out of evidence？”你记得有个人带走了作为证据的100万的可卡因，然后消失了吗 ？Cassidy gave them a name, Joe Walker. Cassidy 给了内勤局一个名字 ，Joe Walker。也就是说 ，Joe Walker 一定是参与其中的一位警察。但是很巧的是 ，A week after Cassidy went up, Walker and his car got pulled out of Hudson. 就在 Cassidy 被抓一周之后 ，Walker 的车被从纽约的哈德逊河中打捞上来。
莫塞尔是说呢，因为 Walker 这个时候已经暴露了，内勤局已经在调查他了，所以肯定是当初和他一起参与了偷可卡因的人杀了他灭口。不仅如此，他们肯定要已经着手调查这件事情的 Nick 也闭嘴。
Mercer said, "Whoever was in it with Walker had every reason to set Cassidy up." 所以最初和 Walker 一起偷可卡因的人就有最大的陷害 Cassidy 的动机。
这个时候呢 ，Mercer 似乎已经很接近事实的真相了。从他和 Marcus 的对话当中，我们也能够听得出来 ，Marcus 一直在提着阻挠 Mercer 继续深入了解这件事儿。那是不是他和这件事儿也有千丝万缕的联系呢？那到底 Nick 的这个偷钻石以证明自己清白的计划最终有没有成功呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Vincent 来分享这一部《窗台上的男人》，了解这个故事的大结局。
Thanks for spending your time with us, and tomorrow we'll continue the story of Man on the Ledge.
This is the moment you make your choice. Remember,
Mercer, tacticals go. Time to clear the window.
It's your call.
I'm still in the diamonds. For the first time.
It's not here.
Say again. Sorry, bro.
It's not here.
It's not in the vault.
如果想重复收听以及在线收听我们的节目 Home Video 的话呢，欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com. I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
And I'm Vincent. Thanks for spending your time with us. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 ，Home Video Radio 774 Every Day。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界，没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够，英语 PK 台一起学起来。
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart. 有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774北京外语广播。
It's 14 hours.